Thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your life will be touched by the Spirit of Almighty God with constant and powerful truths that can be applied to your everyday life.
Last Wednesday, Pastor told you that we were going to be doing another in the series tonight on testing, and we are. I want to tell you something about testing. That's something that I know a little bit about. There are some people in here maybe who know more about it than I do, but I actually went to college and was an education major, and if there's something they really, really drive into you, at least they did 25 years ago, It's how to test, okay? That's a really big, you don't think about that. You think, oh, testing is not a huge big deal. I mean, that's the easy part. That's the easy part for the teacher. Well, it's really not the easy part for the teacher. And they teach you how to test other people. Because when you're a teacher, you're all the time trying to figure out if the person that you're teaching really understands what you're trying to teach him. So I, as the teacher, am trying to understand if the student understands. And you all know this because you are adults or young adults or adults. And you know this, that the way they do that is they give you a test. You do a you work on a chapter of something and then they test you at the end of it. You do a, here we do a pace and then they test it at the end of it. Now they give us little tests within the test or within the pace, and it's the same way, you know, in public school we call that a pop quiz that's in the middle of stuff. But we get tested to see if we know information. And as a teacher, you know, I can't look at Anne and know if she has any idea what I'm talking about. Now, I can use some judgment to decide she looks like she's all there. She looks like she's all there, and she looks like she's listening to me. And there isn't anything about her, looking at her, that says to me, yeah, she's not getting this, but I still can't know. And so as I begin to test someone, I'm doing everything I can to find evidence or proof that she knows what I've been trying to teach her, okay? And so I know a little something about a test. What we could call these tests, when we get to the end of a chapter, when we get to the end of a pace, we could call that an understanding test. Or in some cases, we could call that a misunderstanding test. Because there is, anytime there's an opportunity for us to understand something, there's also an opportunity for us to misunderstand something. And tonight, that's what we're going to talk about, is the misunderstanding test. You know, when I deal with a student, when Angela deals with a student at CMA, typically, she's got a pretty good idea of whether or not that student is going to pass the test at the end of the pace or not pass the test at the end of the pace. Now, she might not be able to tell you whether they're going to get a 95 or an 85, but she's got a good idea whether or not they know the information. And we can predict those results fairly accurately. Every once in a while, somebody surprises us one way or the other. Sometimes they surprise us in a good way, and sometimes not so much. But every single day, we have the opportunity presented to us. If you talk to anybody, you have the opportunity to take the test. And for you, it may be an understanding test, or it may be a misunderstanding test. It just really depends. Every relationship that we have with people requires communication. And so when we communicate with people, we can either communicate well or we can communicate very poorly. And when we communicate poorly, we don't usually have good results at the end of that. You can't have relationships with people and not know that. And these relationships, can be parent-child. They can be husband-wife. They can be brother-sister. They can be your neighbor. They can be your friends. They can be your coworkers. They can be the people that you call about your telephone bill. They can be anybody that you have communication with. You know, a doctor is a really important person for us to be able to communicate with effectively and genuinely understand what they're saying. Most of you know this, but my dad had a massive heart attack 6 weeks ago or so. I can't remember exactly. And one of the things that they did when they came in at the end of his stay in the hospital, they said, "We're giving you a whole bunch of medicine that you're going to take home with you. And you need to take everything on this list and you need to take it according to the way we've told you. But," they said, "there is one pill. It's that blood thinner pill. You cannot miss it." They said, missing that pill, you can miss any of the others a time or two and it's not going to hurt anything. But don't miss that blood thinner pill. Now what happens if my dad or my mom or I don't pass that understanding test? I mean, misunderstanding, it seems like just a no-brainer. Oh yeah, everybody has misunderstandings. No, misunderstanding is a really big deal in relationships, in life. Sometimes the consequences of a misunderstanding are very trivial. Sometimes you can laugh about them afterwards. And often I've heard people around here do that. But sometimes it's a really, really big deal, depending on what you're communicating about. So understanding or misunderstanding somebody has a great ability to impact your life and your relationship. Now, there are ways to describe or to define understanding. To understand means to comprehend or to interpret correctly. My definition is to get, you know, you get it. Okay, they get it. This person gets me. I like it when people get me. That it takes a special person to get me. You know what I mean? Thank you. So to misunderstand, Caleb's given me sign language. To misunderstand, the prefix "miss" means to do something, to be wrong, or to do something mistakenly. So when you misunderstand, it means that you have a wrong understanding or a mistaken understanding. Now, I want to say this before we get too far. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "God is not a God of confusion, but a God of peace." So when there is misunderstanding in relationships, make no mistake about it, it's on us. It is on us because God is the author of peace, and you can't have peace when you have all kinds of confusion and when you have all kinds of misunderstandings. So it's important that we know that God's talking to us right now in regards to this, concerning your relationships in life. If there are people that you have misunderstandings with, and those misunderstandings, let's be honest, a misunderstanding usually leads to conflict. So mostly what we're talking about here is how to avoid conflict as a result of a misunderstanding. But God says in Psalm 119:32 that he wants to expand our understanding. So that says to me that God doesn't want misunderstanding among his people. He wants there to be understanding. And he's the source of all wisdom, all knowledge, and all understanding. As a matter of fact, in Proverbs, those three words, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, are linked throughout the book. I mean, you cannot read the book of Proverbs. I read the whole book of Proverbs in 2 days the other day, and I'm telling you, you can't read it without seeing that God puts those three things together, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In the New Living Translation, the word understanding is used 25 times in the book of Proverbs. It's only got 31 chapters, so I think God has a great deal to say about understanding. At least 10 of those 25 times, it's used in conjunction with wisdom and knowledge. So understanding's a big deal. Proverbs 1:1. I want to read, go turn there if you would. Proverbs 1:1. I want us to read this. It says, "These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel." Now, who's Solomon? We know who Solomon is. He's the wisest man that ever lived. Verse 2 says, "Their purpose, the purpose of these Proverbs is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. And these Proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance." You will notice in that passage that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are all related to one another. I love that it says he wants us to understand the insights of the wise. Do you know somebody wise? Do you know somebody that you look at and you go, gosh, I just wish I was like that. They just don't have all the strife in the world and that I've got going on. I wish I was like that. Did you know that God wants you to be like that? He gives them, he puts them in your life so that you can use them as a model to become more like that. And it says that he wants you to have the insights of the wise. And the result of having the insight of the wise is that it teaches people to live disciplined and successful lives. Well, does anyone want to argue with that? Do we all want disciplined lives and successful lives? Of course we do. It says that it will help us to do what is right and just and fair. Do we all want to do those things? Yes. It says that it will give insight to the simple. Don't raise your hand if that's you. We already know anyway. No, I'm just kidding. No, but it gives insight to the simple people. In other words, it's saying, you know what? The areas of your life where you're kind of dumb, you can get smarter in them. I mean, we've all got those areas of life where I still have a lot of areas in life where I need to get a lot wiser. But it says that God will do that for us. It says that knowledge and it gives insight to the simple and knowledge and discernment to the young. You don't have to be my age or someone much older than me. You don't have to be their age to be wise. You can have that in your youth if you seek after it with all your heart. And it says, let the wise listen to these Proverbs and become even wiser. So it doesn't even leave out the wise, okay? It's in the beginning, it's telling us how to be wise, but it's saying to the wise, if you're one of those wise people, and we have some of those in here, you can get even wiser. And those with understanding receive guidance. Now, how many times have we prayed for help? Prayed for help. But we've not done anything in an effort to gain more knowledge, more understanding, and more wisdom. Because they kind of come in that order, really. We've got to be able to do that. Now, I mentioned earlier, there are people in this room that they're my friends and they get me. Why do they get me? They get me because they know me. They've spent time with me. They understand me. They get me because they know my heart, so that even if I do something that seems a little weird, they can back up and go, wait, hold on, I know her. I'm going to rethink what I'm thinking about that because I know her. They know my intentions. They give me the benefit of the doubt when it's needed. They relate to me. They understand my style of communication. They understand my personality. They don't have to have the same personality as me, but they understand it. They get it. And then there are people in here that don't get me. And it's just because we haven't spent a lot of time together. That's not a slam to someone, to me, or to the person who doesn't get me. I don't know everybody in here equally as well. So some people I get, some people I don't. Some people I'm quick to give the benefit of the doubt to, and some people I'm not, only because I just don't know them. Some people I don't really understand them. You know what I mean? I just don't. When everybody has different styles of communicating, and I sometimes don't get some people's styles of communicating. There are people that talk in circles that I don't get, not necessarily in here, but people that talk in circles, you know, those kind of people that I'm talking about, they just, you leave a conversation and you're just like, what just happened? Those people don't get me and I don't get them. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem comes when these differences between us begin to lead to misunderstanding. And we can either pass that misunderstanding test or we can fail it. And oftentimes we fail it. Sometimes we fail it for a really long time and then finally we pass it. You know, when you think you know what somebody said for a long time and you're mad about it and mad about it and mad about it. And then suddenly you figure out, yes, Octavia just went. You kind of have that moment where you go, oh. And maybe you find out they never said it to start with, or maybe it wasn't said in the context that it was told to you in. You know, I mean, we have these times when we have the opportunity to pass the test, and eventually we do, but we got to fail it 15 times before we can finally pass it. But the problem is when we don't understand one another, and it can lead to a cycle of destructive arguments and quarrels with one another, and it can last a short period of time, and you all probably know somebody who's gone to their grave having had a disagreement with somebody so stubborn that they couldn't fix that and went to the grave with that. And these misunderstandings, they stem from wrong or mistaken understanding between people. There are often times when I think I know what somebody said. And the older I get, the more that's starting to happen. And I'm just like, well, I thought you said, no, that's not even close to what I said. Oh, well, okay. But the goal in every relationship is for us to understand one another. I want you to think about somebody right now that you just don't really understand. Do you hate that person? No. Most of us don't hate the people we don't understand. But we wind up living lives separated from them because of it. And that's not God's desire for us. We all have lots of differences. In the culture, they call those gaps. In the culture, they call it a gap. It's a generation gap, parents and kids. It's a social gap, and that's oftentimes related to how much money you have. You've got the poor, you've got the rich, you've got the middle class, and all these little gaps in between. You've got the education gap, and that's a huge one right now. You know what I mean? There's just a whole lot of people out there that think if you don't go to college, you shouldn't be able to vote. I mean, there are people who believe that because you couldn't have any common sense. You couldn't learn anything on your own. You couldn't. I mean, there's a huge education gap in this country. There's a religious gap, and that can be between different religions, but it can also be within a religion, with the denominations within Christianity oftentimes have some huge gaps. And some of those things we need to work toward mending with one another, and some of them we need to say, no, that is not right. But there are all kinds of gaps. The cultural gap, huge. Black and white, gender, the gender gap. It's crazy all the ways we can be different from one another. It's no wonder that we have so many misunderstandings. But again, those misunderstandings don't come from God. And because He is our God, He's given us the ability to overcome and work through and get better at communicating with one another so that we do understand each other. I don't have to agree with everything you say to understand why you might say it. You know, many times teachers will tell you this, that especially, and I know there's several in here, but especially in the public school systems, you know, there are times when a kid drives you nuts, absolutely nuts, acting all kinds of crazy. And one day, you find out what that kid's coming from. And you go, I had no idea. That's a misunderstanding right there. That's wrong understanding about that child and what motivates them to behave the way that they do. But you know, I hate being misunderstood. I have been known to say, I just feel so misunderstood right now, and I hate feeling misunderstood. Does anybody love it? Does anybody go through life going, I just love feeling misunderstood? No, we all want to feel understood. And when we don't feel understood, there's always a gap. There's that separation that we feel in relationships when there is no understanding there. But you know, beyond the fact that I hate being misunderstood, there's actually some reasons that aren't about me that I shouldn't want there to be misunderstanding. Did you know that misunderstanding hinders the gospel message? When we, and I say this to my worship team all the time, unity is incredibly important. If you are not, I mean, if you join our worship team and you are not on my side as the leader, then I love you, but I don't want you on my team. Because unity matters. And that when we don't understand one another, and when there's backbiting and gossiping going on behind the scenes, we can't come up here together and worship the Lord together and be effective. And so when we don't understand each other, it hinders the gospel. In Philippians 4, verse 2, it says, Paul is talking here, and he says, I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche. I think that's how you say their names. Please, because you belong to the Lord, settle your disagreement. I ask you, my true partner, to help these two women, for they worked hard for me in telling the good news. They worked along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are written in the book of life. What he's saying is, man, they were so helpful for a while, but now they're fighting with one another and they're not doing me any good. It's a big deal that we be unified, that we all be on the same team. How can you tell people about the love of Jesus and be fighting with someone else sitting in the pew next to you? When we don't understand one another, it causes us to mistreat each other or to be mistreated. And all you got to do is read the story of Joseph to know that. I mean, his brothers sold him into slavery. Well, first they threw him in a pit. Then they sold him into slavery. All because they didn't understand something that he had told them. And the third thing that happens is it causes persecution. Perhaps by others who are a party to the situation, or sometimes we persecute. In John 6:60, Jesus, it says this, many of his disciples said, this is very hard to understand. How can anyone accept it? And if you go down to verse 66, it says, at this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Why? Because it was very hard for them to understand. So the misunderstanding there caused them to turn away from God in the flesh walking among them. Misunderstanding's a huge big deal. You know why? There are people in hell because they didn't take the time and put forth the effort to understand the message of Jesus. So here's the deal. I got good news and bad news. The bad news is if you find yourself having misunderstandings or just in conflict with people on a pretty regular basis, you're failing the test. But the good news is if you're breathing, you can take it again. Amen. Because we've got to begin to communicate better with one another. There are two reasons why you may be experiencing a lot of misunderstanding in your relationships. First one is, maybe you just don't communicate as well as you think you do. That happens all the time. And if you think that you don't do that, then I assure you that you do. I mean, I've spent most of my adult life doing things in the public arena, speaking, singing, being in front of people. Communicating is something that I feel pretty good about my ability to do. And yet, I miscommunicate fairly often. Never on purpose, but I do it. So if I'm noticing that I am dealing with conflict all the time, I need to ask myself, what in the world am I saying wrong? And how can I fix it? Instead of looking around at everybody else, what am I saying that's wrong? And then the second thing that causes us to be in misunderstandings all the time and to find ourselves in conflict is that we don't interpret things correctly. And sometimes that's our fault, sometimes it's not. Pastor and I have had this discussion a few times. We both have had to watch our nodding. Because there are times when I am talking to someone and in an effort to show that I'm listening and that I understand what they're saying, I will just nod my head. And many times that has been taken to mean that I approve or agree with what they're saying when that couldn't be farther from the truth. All I want them to know is, listen, I'm truly listening to you, but here in a second, I'm going to tell you why you're all wrong. But it can cause some problems. I legitimately have started watching my body language when I am listening to someone, because even that unspoken communication communicates. And I don't want to miscommunicate something so that there's an understanding, a misunderstanding. So if those things are happening, okay, that's great. Mel, you just told us why, you know, all the things that we're doing wrong. Here's how we fix them, okay? I'm just going to give you some 1, 2, 3s on how to fix it. What do you do to improve communication between you and the rest of the world? The first thing you do is you ask a lot of questions. I find that I understand someone a whole lot better if I ask a question and then I sit there and listen to their answer. I don't talk over their answer. That's a problem a lot of people have. They'll gladly ask you the question and then they'll talk the whole time you're answering it. Some people even watch your lips. It's like they're trying to beat you to the words. We gotta listen to each other. And you know, I've said this to several people, but I think that's really important with our children as we ask them questions. Yesterday I was in the store with Ben, and usually my shopping is done with Shelby in tow, and it happened to be Ben this week because the other two are at camp. And so I told him, I said, now Ben, when Shelby's with me, she walks behind me and she sings along to the music over the intercom, and it just makes me kind of ease into my shopping experience. So if you could do that, he was like, you know. But we went in to look at the shoes, and I said, now Ben, I said, just out of curiosity, what kind of sandals do you most prefer for a girl to wear? Those kinds of questions. Those are the questions. No, I'm not talking about those kinds of questions. He was just like, Mom, stop. But we got to ask each other some questions and be prepared for answers that aren't easy to hear sometimes. We've got to be willing to walk up to someone and say, hey, I've just noticed that there seems to be some tension between us. I want to know what it is. Could you please tell me? That's a hard one, because you're fixing to probably get told. But we got to be willing to do it if we're going to clear up miscommunication in the church. You know, what I say earlier, miscommunication leads to conflict, or another word for that is offense with one another. An offense is killing the church. We've got to begin to desire to understand each other. So we've got to ask questions. We've got to observe their behavior objectively so that we can see if there's proof of one thing or another. I mean, we've got to begin to actually pay attention to one another. And then we've got to check back with that person frequently. You know, if somebody tells you to do something, you got to keep checking back with them. You don't just take it and run if you kind of sort of think you know what they meant. We check back with one another. We just stay in communication. We constantly communicate with one another in order to make our communication with each other better. We've got to communicate better. But what if you're the person that's interpreting things incorrectly, or you're being interpreted incorrectly? Here's what you got to do. You can't make assumptions. And I am telling you what, assumptions are one of those things that I get so frustrated by. And yet I do it daily. You just assume this will be all right and that'll be all right. And oftentimes we don't think about how that affects somebody else. And some, you know, oh, Josh and Ashlyn won't care if I bring my kids over 2 hours before youth starts. They know they might not, but you don't assume that they don't mind. You know, my parents, I have tried, ever since I had children, I've tried to never assume that they would just be fine with taking my children, because they actually do have lives, and sometimes they have other things. I mean, they don't just sit around at their house just waiting and hoping every day that I'm going to bring my kids over and drop them off. So I've tried to never assume that that was okay with them. I always call, even at the age they are now, I will call, and there's nothing to watching them at this point. They're just going over there for free Wi-Fi. I mean, they're literally, they don't even see my parents half the time. They're there. But I never assume that that's okay, because making assumptions can get us in a lot of trouble. And it's a misinterpretation, a misunderstanding in a relationship oftentimes that causes problems. Excuse me. The other thing we want to do in interpreting correctly is we want to do the same thing we do when we're communicating incorrectly. We want to ask a bunch of questions. You know, Dr. Phil, he used to say, put people in front of each other. And I think this is a great technique, but he would sit a married couple in front of each other and have them face one another. And he'd say, all right, I want you to say what's bothering you. She would say it. He'd say to the husband, now repeat back and tell her what you just heard. That's a great tool. Okay, what you're saying is this. Okay, I think I get that now. Because oftentimes, if we don't ask, okay, hold on, let me just make sure that I know what you're saying, then we won't gain the understanding that we desire. And the other thing is, we need to check back with each other. We've got to stay in communication. Two types of people fail the misunderstanding test. It's the proud and the impatient. But sometimes people really want to understand each other, and they just don't know how. Sometimes they just genuinely disagree. And you know, they're never going to agree. But you can disagree with somebody and still maintain a relationship with them. And you can disagree with somebody and still have an open line of communication. But that's not misunderstanding. That's just disagreement. And that's okay sometimes. But to have good, effective communication that allows both sides to experience understanding and knowing, and to grow closer together in their relationship, takes patience and it takes humility. The proud and the impatient can't do it. 1 Corinthians 13:9 says, for we know in part, which means we understand in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, and that's Jesus, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. That's what we want. We want to know and be known. We want to understand and be understood. And so sometimes we have to communicate negative things. How can we communicate negative things? Well, we start out by saying, listen, I love you and I'm for you. The word says, if God is for us, who can be against us? People can feel the same way about us. If I tell you and you see in my heart that I'm for you, then we can have a difficult discussion with one another. And we can both leave having an understanding of one another. Understanding means to comprehend and to get. But there's also another definition of the word understanding, and I think this one is really important, because this one means that we are sympathetically aware of other people's feelings, that we are tolerant and forgiving. And so when there are times when you find that you've had a misunderstanding with somebody, before you get upset, before you get angry, before you find yourself being hurt and pained by what they've done, why don't you try? You want the noun, you want the comprehension, you want to be understood in noun form, but why don't you try the adjective form, which is to sympathize with them and basically cut them some slack. Cut them some slack. Proverbs 19:11 says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. We got to cut each other some slack. And if we do that, if we stop getting upset and angry and finding ourselves in these conflicts because of misunderstanding, then I'm going to close with this. Psalm 119 says that God will expand our understanding, okay? We've got to get in the Word. We've got to gain knowledge by getting in the Word. And what happens when we do that? God expands our understanding. And when He expands our understanding, then we begin to walk in wisdom that He gives. And in Proverbs 2, if you can find your way to do those three things, gain knowledge, expand your understanding, and walk in wisdom, then this can apply to you. Proverbs 2 says, my child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Cry out for insight and ask for understanding. Search for them as you would for silver. Seek them like hidden treasures. Then you will understand what it means to fear the Lord, and you will gain knowledge of God. For the Lord grants wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He grants a treasure of common sense to the honest. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. He guards the path of the just and protects those who are faithful to Him. Then you will understand what is right, just, and fair. You will find the right way to go. Wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will fill you with joy. Wise choices will watch over you, and understanding will keep you safe. It sounds like such a misunderstanding. It sounds so small, but it's really big in the eyes of the Lord. Let's stand.
We hope that you have been blessed, encouraged, and motivated by today's message. If you are interested in more messages by Christian Ministries Church, then log on to our website at www.cmchurch.net and click on the podcast link.